The following program was previously recorded. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Sarah Woods is the director of UNO's Barbara White's Community Engagement Center. UNO also partners with community organizations to provide both UNO students and the community itself valuable experiences that benefit the community. And Sarah's here to talk about that today on Live and Local. Thank you for joining me today, Sarah.
You're welcome, Mike. Thank you.
Let's talk about the facility a little bit. The Barbara White's Community Engagement Center hosts a lot of things. Can you talk about what this building is prepared to do for people?
Sure. So we were built intentionally with the idea of bringing community here. You know, we felt that for too long a time, UNO was really perceived as being inaccessible to anyone but UNO students and faculty and staff, and that we were not really welcoming to the community. So the first thing we wanted to do was just invite community here. We also wanted to be more welcoming to community organizations. So we have right now about 30 nonprofit and some government educational organizations that are actually housed here, and they rent space for a very reasonable rate. And we partner with those organizations through service learning courses. They have interns here. We provide them with student volunteer support. And there's a whole range of organizations here that do that. But much more broadly, we also support a wide range. In fact, we think right now we've counted as many as 500, 600 partners throughout not just Omaha, but the entire state that we support through service learning, our service leadership and innovation collaborative. And those services are housed here in the CEC. But again, they reach and support partners throughout the state and the region as well.
How do students become involved with some of these organizations, and at what level? Is it from youth programs or teaching kids, or, I mean, what happens here?
Sure. Well, first of all, when we talk about internships, or again, another phrase we use is community-based learning, we're really looking for meaningful experiences that our students can engage and learn from. So normally an internship is going to involve a faculty member helping that student establish some objectives, and they work with the site host to determine exactly what they would like that student to achieve. Service learning, though, is normally taking place with a class. So the faculty member identifies and works with a community partner, and they'll identify those course objectives. Then the students will work with the community organization, often with community members themselves. And it's a very mutual, respectful co-learning where students learn from community organization participants and vice versa. And that can be anyone. We have a P16 program where we have kids from OPS participating with UNO students, and they're working with a nonprofit in the Omaha area. And that's really cool. Part of the reason for that is that those OPS kids can actually come to UNO. They interact with UNO students. They see what it's like to go to college, be on a college campus, and so everyone benefits.
It almost sounds like you can have the little sibling looking up to the bigger sibling and following an example at the same time. By the way, somebody in the community is benefiting from these youngsters coming out and helping.
Right. So they've had programs where the UNO students perhaps were helping a preschool class, and they were working at the Humane Society helping to get dogs adopted, or they were working with a alternative school in OPS working to develop a healthy meal plan for seniors in a senior center. So they're really great programs that benefit everyone involved, and everyone learns, and they learn in whole new ways. So it's really super exciting.
How could students become involved in something like this?
Sure. So if you're a UNO student, we have our service learning courses indicated in our course schedule, or they can contact the Service Learning Academy here at UNO. I want to emphasize, too, though, that students can also be engaged in what we call co-curricular service, which is the non-curricular learning, by getting involved in volunteerism. We have, again, our service leadership and innovation collaborative supports that. So students can find ways to volunteer and get involved in that way. We're also supporting this year our new program called the Community Engaged Scholarship Transcript Designation, which recognize the students who have been engaged, and we're recognizing them at commencement, and they get a mark on their transcript. And we know that students who are engaged in community service when they're in college are much more likely to be successful in college. They're more likely to graduate, and they're more likely to get the job of their choice when they graduate. So we think this is a great way for students to really celebrate that engagement and also to demonstrate to their employers that that engagement meant something. So they can contact me, actually, at UNO, and I can tell them about that particular program. But we're really excited to have that going. That's a major trend in higher ed right now, for students to really take credit for their engagement activities and then demonstrate that value to their employers. And we know employers really look for students who are engaged when they graduate.
She is the director of UNO's Barbara Weiss Community Engagement Center. It's Sarah Woods, and she has joined me today on Live and Local. Thank you, Sarah. I really appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Mike.